This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me.
Hello, boss.
Hello.
How is it? You know, the room, we're missing one guy today, and the room seems so fucking empty.
It's a little piece of
95-pound...
weakling piece of shit, cocksucker.
Pizza roll eating guy, yeah. and we miss him.
And we miss him. We always miss him.
Yes, yes.
It's the Ham Radio Show live on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
That's right.
Yes, yes, we are recording live. We're live.
That's who we are.
Oh. 718-577-1389. Phone lines are open and ready to go.
Yeah.
Also, the Facebook Live is pumping with people.
Yeah.
Gina's in there. Steve's in there. Corey's in there. Joe, of course, is in there asking people for nudes.
That's right.
Jason's in there. Rolf's in there. There's a lot of people up in
the
Facebook Live suite today. Please check it out.
Yeah.
Right on my page. It's ready to go. The thing there. People, share this video. Put it on your pages so everyone else can be infected like herpes.
That's right.
If possible, that would be great. But of course, you know how you can. You can also call us. I said it before. I'll say it again. 718-577-1389. We have a call? Is that a call?
No. Do the number again. Do the number again.
The number again is 718-577-1389. Ha ha!
What the hell? Damn, you beat the sensor again.
I know.
Okay.
Don't come out of me! Oh, man. I felt like shit today.
What a week.
Oh, you look like shit.
Oh. I normally look like shit. I mean, there's nothing I can do. I look like duty caca. That's just genetics.
Well, what did you eat?
Is that the clock? It's weird because now Billy's hyper-focused. Danny not here today. Danny in Niagara Falls. He might call in. I don't know.
Niagara Falls?
Slowly I turn. So he's in, of course, Niagara Falls on the border of Canada and New York
He's
State.
On the Canadian side.
Well, he keeps going back and forth, if you notice, from all his pictures and videos.
They let you do that?
Yeah.
Walking back and forth?
Yeah, because you're just going.
You could be smuggling drugs. I mean, yeah.
Well.
No, you're only allowed certain amounts.
Billy knows from experience.
I'd like to bust it with an OxyContin you got there.
I brought it over like a prison mule.
$3 over here and $500 over there.
Why is that whole family walking weird? Because they got balloons up their ass.
That's right.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's what they do. They take the little kid, his little nephews with them.
Yeah, they hold.
They're just strapped with heroin, just wrapped.
Nah, I don't think they use. They bring heroin.
You're not gonna frisk my kid, are you? Yeah. No.
Especially when you got in his
Disneyland.
There you go, Ham. Ashley Ham. His ears are open. That's
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Just want you to know. Hashtag Yay. Ears are open. Ooh. That's for everybody else. Barbara also in there. Ree is in there as well. There's a lot of people, but Giggles floating around
yes.
as well. Remember, we are the Unfiltered Radio Network. This is the Ham Radio Show. Yes. You are listening to the most dangerous 2 hours in radio today.
Yeah.
How are thou? How are you doing?
Right.
This country's going to hell in a handbasket, people.
Again?
Yep. It happened again, Billy.
What happened?
That wasn't a bit nice.
No, it wasn't a bit nice.
No, it wasn't, though.
I don't know if I want to just delve in right this very second. I mean, we only have 2 hours, and we have a guest today, the beautiful podcaster and pretty lady herself, Holly Randall.
Is she nude?
She has been nude, Joe.
Oh, great.
You can ask her. She'll probably be able to get you some naked pictures.
Oh, wow.
Holly Randall from the Unfiltered Podcast will be here. I'm going to try to see if she wants to move that to the Ham Radio, you know, our network, the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Absolutely.
Her show is called Unfiltered.
Right.
Holly Randall, a former nude everything, pretty much. As you can see, Billy looking her up. You can tell when Billy's looking up.
I'm trying to find
some
out
some boobies.
Have.
I think he's looking up a skirt.
Because his eyes light up when he sees a boob. So you see, I knew what he was looking up before he did it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have the right one.
Let me see. Holly Randall.
Is that the daughter of Suze Randall?
I don't know.
The lady who took all the photographs?
She's a photographer, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Then I guess I think I have the right one.
She's worked for, I believe, Penthouse, Playboy.
Yeah.
She's done a lot of stuff, but she has her own show called Unfiltered.
Okay.
Great to have a fellow broadcaster on the air, so we're going to have her.
What does she talk about on her show?
I don't know. We're going to find that out because she's new to the podcast game.
Whoa.
She's new to that game.
Okay.
Welcome to the game, yes. Holly Randall.
Yes.
Because it's not listed in Wikipedia.
No. It's brand spanky new. Yeah. It's, only, I believe, only a couple of weeks old.
Does she know what
it's
the,
an infant.
Does she know what the initiation is? So?
The initiation?
Yeah.
The initiation?
Yeah, the initiation.
Is that the word you were trying to get through? Yeah, you fucking ruined. You are horrible at the English language. You were really bad.
Yeah, but I can speak Swahili.
No, wait, hold on. I'm reading the Facebook Live suite. Gina pointing out nudes. I go for 1 minute, and everyone's talking about nudes.
Yeah.
Marcus is in there. Howdy.
Well, how come you haven't sent them in, Gina?
She was going to make
I've learned as hot as fucking Gina is.
Yeah.
Because I have jerked off to Gina nine
She's
million
gorgeous.
Fucking
I'm looking
times.
At her picture
I've told her to her face I've jerked off to her. She is ridiculously fucking hot.
I want her.
And I would love to see her naked, but she's not that type of girl. She doesn't show the nudes, which I don't understand. She doesn't show the nudes.
Is she
with
not?
A body and a face like that, you should be naked to answer the door.
Yeah.
You should be naked when you go to work.
You get a lot
you
of free pizzas.
You should be naked all the time.
Yeah.
Free pizzas. Don't give her the pepperoni.
Is she married?
No. She is single and likes to mingle.
Oh, all the more.
Gentlemen, please check out Gina in our singles lounge. Yeah. Damn right. She's sexy. But any, I like when Danny's not here. Billy's on fucking top of everything.
Yeah.
Did you get the whistle? The whistle? No, that whistle would not come that fast if Danny was sitting here too. The two of you fight over
muted.
Shit. Yeah,
they'd be looking at each other. Are you gonna do it?
Yeah, you're gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And they get like a flag system. It's not good. Gene 11, Phil in there as well. Corey. By the way, Corey having a giant party. Corey, put the information in the Facebook. Live suite right now, so I can plug it, because I promised you I was going to plug it. He's having a giant birthday party. I cannot attend because he's fucking on the other side. He's
is
on
it
the,
in Staten Island?
No, it's on the West Coast, dude.
Oh.
And he, because Corey is a big guy. He's in the porn thing. He's in that game. Mm-hmm. He's in that world.
Can he send us a hamburger or something?
He could probably send us a hamburger. I don't say, well, from the party?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Corey, Corey
know
knows.
That,
Corey, look, Gina, if I can't have you, I'm telling you right now, go with Corey. Corey's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Probably has a thick, meaty thermos of a cock.
You think so?
Go with him. He's a good-looking dude. And you and him, he's a great guy, personally. Nice guy. I know him. Corey is awesome. That's what Gina says. The two of you, get together. Make it happen. I believe you're both on the West Coast. Make it happen. God damn it. I can't just jerk off to you all day, honey. You got to move on. All right, you can have a fat guy in Staten Island just stroking his meat thermos to you.
You do that anyway.
God, I will do it. When she's with Corey, I'll still fucking jerk off to her. But that's not the point. That's neither here nor there, sir.
Okay.
That is just facts and, you know, that are going to have to be, you know, put in the court case. It is, without question, Corey and Gina would make a good couple. They should be get together. Mm-hmm. Just saying that right
okay.
now. No. I'm sorry, because now I get sidetracked by Gina, because she doesn't seem to understand that she's a MILF. Gina is a MILF. She's the exact definition.
She looks too
of
old,
MILF.
Young to be a MILF.
That, exactly, yeah. Because she has kids. She's fucking really sexy.
Yeah.
That is the determination of the word MILF.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a mom who we like to fuck,
I didn't know she had children.
You're a MILF. That's what the term stands for. And everything out of range is like, oh, he's young. I'm too old. You're fucking hot. If you cause a boner, any man wants to be with you.
Yeah.
You're there. Exactly. Corey said, what age? What does age matter? Absolutely.
Most women, too.
Gina, I order you by order of the Ham Radio Show on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Go to Corey's party.
Yeah. And you know
I just smacked the microphone
goes.
In anger. Go to Corey's party.
Absolutely.
Go experience the meat thermos. You get back to us. You tell us at least somebody's going to fuck you and you're going to be happy. Because that's what you need. I want you to be happy. And if anyone's going to fuck you, my stunt penis is Corey. Corey, get in there. Throw it in. Lay one between the uprights for me.
Just
get in there.
Huh? Yeah.
That's what I want. I'm talking excessively with my hands today. I'm noticing that I'm about to take off.
Jesus Christ. Suddenly now you're really Italian?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm either that or I'm the guy from InfoWars.
How'd that happen?
What's the guy from InfoWars' name?
I don't know.
Oh, the fucking guy that yells. He's a fat dude, too, and he yells a lot, and he fucking... He always talks with his
fucking
hands.
Louis Black.
Yeah. No, that's Louis Black. He's a fucking amazing
I
comic.
I know.
I forget his fucking name now. I really do. Now, notice, by the way, the two of them stopped talking in the Facebook
right,
live chat.
Because
they're having phone
world.
Sex now.
Yeah.
Now it's, Oscar, what are you doing? I'm going to fuck you. Okay. Let's get it on. And he told me to. I have to fuck you.
I don't know if they are that.
They might be doing that.
It's like when you're at a party. Say, hey, you want to go in the bedroom?
Hey. Want to go fuck on a pile of coats on the bed?
I'll show you.
Yes, I do.
You want a bite of my fudgicle?
Anywho. Well, at least we did a hookup before we get into this shit story about Trump and Charlottesville and everything else. Because I'm going to get animated and I'm going to get angry here. Because, now, Billy, this might be, do you have a maybe some fanfare or even a crowd awing or something in your sound effects pile over here that would justify the statement I'm about to make right now? No, that's after I make the statement. Before I make the statement, we
that's
need a...
That's appropriate.
No, that's the audience. Can you get a... Maybe. No, that's my family. Go to the next one. Okay. I need somebody to ooh and ah about the... No, that, that's the show's ratings. I'm talking about I need the the other thing.
I need a crowd.
Because I have to make an official statement on the show, and it's something that's going to appease Joe.
Joe is gonna
fucking crack up, and he's gonna be happy. But I have to say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm sorry I have to say this, but I agree with Donald Trump.
Wow.
I agree with our president.
Wow.
About what happened.
Are you gonna get hate?
I know. Oh God, do I know it. Dude, I sent hate mail to myself. How dare you, you fat fuck, to myself. So, I sent it yesterday. It'll be at my house today when I go home.
No.
There'll be people waiting outside your door.
Well, because I do. Listen, we're going to get onto a serious subject in a second.
No,
let's discuss this. Let's talk like human beings, and let's discuss this.
You want to go serious?
Forever? No, we're not going too serious. I wish we were on serious. Sirius XM, by the way. Whatever channel. We'll be on the gay channel if it still existed. OutQ, but we're not. Oh. All right. So
we're not going to be on Faction.
Ooh, Faction Talk. We can be on Faction Talk. There's always
Faction
spots opening.
Talk.
Faction is gone.
Right.
Now they have Sirius XM Turbo is going to take its spot. Well, because they don't need a faction and a faction talk. That's stupid. Let's be straight up.
Well,
faction,
many people are upset they're losing their punk rock and alt rock.
Well, there are many places for you to get punk rock on Sirius XM. There are, I know Cullen personally, the gentleman that works with Jason on the faction format.
Right.
I can tell you right now there will be other places for you to experience your punk rock. You fucking crazy Sex Pistols motherfuckers. There will be a place for you to get that. Don't worry about that.
I blow up the world.
All right. But while we're on one subject of things leaving, as in on Sirius XM Faction, let's talk about what is going on in our world and why I have to agree with Donald Trump, the orange overlord, our president of the United States of America. Yeah. Sound the alarms, folks, because this one's a doozy. The record strip would have been great before. You're an asshole. The point is that you can't. If you're living under a rock and have no clue what I'm talking about Charlottesville, Virginia, the disgusting, horrible shit that went on the other day.
Yeah.
What was it now? What are we, 3 days now? Four days
it was
a week
Friday
now? What are we?
Saturday.
Occurred. Yeah. All right. So we're only a certain amount of days removed from what happened. All right. Now, where we're at, who's Eddie? I just love reading things in the chat room while I'm trying to focus.
The big bald white guy.
Well,
sorry, Ed.
Thank you, Marcus.
I love it.
In what happened? Obviously, you've been watching TV. You've not been living under a rock.
Yeah.
You know what happened? White
preseason football.
Besides that, it was another group of white people that fucked things up.
Yeah.
White people, white supremacists, KKK, the alt right.
The bad guys.
AKA the bad guys. Look, and I can't believe I have to precurse this discussion by saying I don't like Nazis. Nazis are bad.
Nazi bastards.
They are dickheads. They are cock-juggling thunder cunts. I don't like them.
We can all agree.
Okay? But the fact of the matter is, I do have to agree with our president that there were, because let's just make facts. Here's what happened. They have the freedom to march, okay? It's a crazy shit.
ACLU said so.
Yes, the ACLU is the one that fought for them.
Put them in that park.
This is what I'm saying. This is where we have the problem. There are no use of facts in this whole discussion. It is just Nazis are bad. We get it. We should punch them in the face. No, you shouldn't, because then you're just being them. You're doing what they do. You're making it. So when people have an opposing view, it is okay to punch them in the face.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
My view is better than yours.
Exactly.
Why? Because I just knocked your teeth out.
There you go. That's exactly what you're doing. And here's the problem. So those fuckers have the right to march. They do. Sorry. Free speech and all that.
They've been marching for years.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. They've been watching for years.
Make sure you're on mic, please, because you're leaning in.
For years and years, they've been doing these things.
I don't want to miss a gem of Billy actually talking on today's show.
No, but they've marched for years. Yeah. It used to be set up. They were going to march. You had the barricades up and police separating them from the general public.
From the humans.
And they would march through,
spew their rhetoric and their hatred and their stupid shit.
And it was over. Yeah. It just sort of like went through, like, all right, they were here, they're gone, okay, we'll move along and keep going with life. And this time, there was no separation. It was like, oh, they're going to be here, and okay, we're all going to go there. Mm-hmm. And there was no separation, nothing in between, nothing to keep these parties separate.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But here's the problem. Billy's absolutely right on that. That's a problem, because Billy's right, and I have to admit that Billy's right. First, I admit that I agree with Trump. Then I'm saying Billy's right. What the fuck on today's show? Yeah, thank you, censors. You missed it.
Okay.
The fact is that these assholes, these degenerates, have the right. Now, freedom of speech protects not just the speech you like. It protects the speech you don't like, the speech you hate, because it's not based on opinion. That you can go, oh, I don't want to hear this, so let's just fucking say no, they can't have the rights and privileges. They're all Americans. They've said that 9 million fucking times if you haven't paid attention to the alt-right propaganda and bullshit. So we know that they're all Americans. So therefore, they have the same rights as you. It sucks, but that's how it fucking works. Okay? So now, where we are, now here's the thing where I agree with Trump. There are two factions that met in the same area who could not coexist, weren't going to coexist in the same faction, okay?
Right.
Now, these two factions couldn't coexist in the same area is what I meant to say. So now you have the cock-juggling thunder cunts on this side, the white supremacist KKK douchebags over here. Then you have the anti-fucking cock-juggling douchebags.
Right.
Okay?
The bad guys.
Yeah, the AKA the bad guys. Now, when Trump gave that little speech the other day when he said that he was showing you that there were both sides were to blame, that's where I agree. We're not going
to
sit on this program. Billy, by the way, refresh, bring this thing down, because people are saying that we're not seeing their comments. I'm in the middle of a show. You got to give me a minute. I'm not going to tell you. I can tell you who threw the first fucking punch. All right? I'm not going to tell you. Tell you who is to blame for starting the fucking fight. We're not fucking at a jungle gym. This is not during recess. And be like, Billy, hit me first, teacher. And I grab my eye. No. This is what happens.
Pussy.
Thank you. That was my name at school. The two fucking groups get together and they start fighting. Yes. Now, you're no better than they are. Yes. Oh, you can say that you were protecting each other, but I did watch. There's a lot of footage because
that's why they had these fights.
Well, no, there was so much footage because they were fucking news correspondents. Vice News was there. They were covering the white supremacist rally.
And then
that's
the rest of the
covering.
People with their little cameras going. Yeah. Look at me. I'm big and tall. Film me. I'm going to do something.
Yes, and any jack-off with a fucking phone.
They specifically came there to start trouble. They came with shields and bats. What the hell are they bringing shields and bats
to
a rally?
That was the white supremacists.
If they're peaceful.
The white supremacists came with shields and bats, Joe.
I think it was on both sides with shields and bats. They both had
tiki
weapons.
Torches or something.
No, the tiki torches. Wait, hold on.
What is that next?
Wait, this is where the problem was, because everyone fucking talks over each other and you're not getting facts out. I cannot say factually, Joe, that the other side, I know for a fact that the white supremacists had the shields.
Yeah.
So let's just say that the white supremacists had the shields.
Yeah.
We don't know what the other group had. Let's just say that. Tiki torches the night before. That was funny. There was no mosquitoes. Everybody was okay. Citronella for life.
Kill all the mosquitoes.
Now, let's kill those blood-sucking fucks.
Hey.
Now, that was the night before, that is the tiki torches. The day of, both parties, like I said, two fucking factions in one area. It is what we call, I don't know, AKA a powder keg that is ready to explode.
Come on.
Now, like I said, we can't say who threw the first punch. But I will agree with my president, and I say that he's my president because he is. Yeah. I don't have to like him. He's a fucking idiot to me on a lot of things, but right. He is the president of the United States of America. He is the commander in chief. I will sit there and say that I agree with my president.
And he's remodeling the White House.
Exactly, because it's a dump.
He's the cheese.
The head cheese in charge is without question right about the fact that multiple groups got in each other's faces. And it just became a clusterfuck.
That's right.
And nobody wants to say clusterfuck because, number one, it says fuck in it, and you can't say it on TV.
You can't say it.
But it became a clusterfuck. It was a powder cake.
You just say snafu.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, my Uncle Whitey used to say...
Oh, Jesus, an Uncle Whitey story.
Well, you know, he used to use this phrase all the time. He says, violence is the tool of the ignorant.
Yes.
And it's true. It's a very true thing. It's only stupid people who do that who are trying, yes. who have a different agenda entirely than what the whole thing was supposed to be
Absolutely.
About anyway.
Billy's pointing out what's going on. There's a whole separate discussion in the Facebook Live suite. Some people mentioning that there were possible guns involved
right.
as well.
Oh, it could have been.
Look, I'm not going to... This is the thing. I'm going to deal in just the facts of the case. Because the lawyer in me, the lawyer I wanted to be when I was a child,
oh,
knows
God.
How to structure an argument. The
you
argument
just wanted
is,
the free lunch.
Well, that too. The argument is that there were two parties involved. You cannot name them. You can't name them. Go like this, like because there's a
you
lot.
You can't say Bob from accounting was part of this group.
Well, yeah, he yeah. might have
no,
been
no, no,
Jerry
no, no,
from
no,
here.
No, that's there. Not what I mean. I mean you can't say like because this other group I've never heard of. I'm only starting to hear of them today. This Antifaz.
Yeah, they've been floating around
yeah,
for a while.
I don't know who they look.
Shit.
I don't know what that is, but they were supposedly there.
Like
you have the Black Lives Matter was there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You have the fucking white supremacists. KKK was there. The other douchebags on this side of the thing.
Well, anytime the press is there. There's yeah. going to be
oh no! It was definitely it was a
time.
Showcase for everybody's
protesters.
Eyes to stir the pot
yeah.
even more. Now, were they? Would I want to punch a Nazi? Absolutely!
Yeah.
I would love to punch a Nazi. Gripping but
the
thing is,
later.
Then I'm degrading myself and making myself them. I'm doing what I'm spewing hate at that point. The best way to stop fucking hate is not with more hate. We teach children this all the fucking time. Two wrongs don't make a right. You teach fucking kids that, but you can't retain that as adults for some fucking
yeah,
reason.
No.
And now the generation, hold on, I'm going to get right to you, Billy. But the generation that we have now, the cockjugger, you know, thunder cunts that are out there now, the people that want to, hold on, we have a caller, but hold on for a second.
Okay.
The people that are out there, that go out there, and now this generation, the millennials and all these other motherfuckers, they want to feel better now. They don't want to feel better in a couple of seconds. They want to feel better now.
Right.
So let's just punch a motherfucker. No, that's hate fucking fueling more hate. Okay? Now, if these are juggling, cock-juggling douchebag fucks, yes. and they are over on this side,
yeah.
okay, why would we want to poke the bear? Why not just fucking tell the bear, you take your side of the street, we'll take our side of the street,
right.
you're wrong, we're right, and that's it. No, let's get in the fisticuffs, let's fight in the streets, let's have poor people fucking die because other assholes took it upon themselves to go rogue and kill fuckers with their car.
Now imagine if the person that was killed was black. What would have fucking
oh,
happened
oh,
in
oh
this
my
country?
God. That one black dude flipped in the air. I'm like, please make sure he's not dead because that, you know, he hurt his leg.
Yeah, but just if the... If it was a black person,
oh, it would
have
been. Oh, it would have been. There would have been a race riot, the likes of which would have made L.A. after Rodney
right.
King look like a fucking cakewalk.
It is
exactly.
so sad. It really is.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on my phones?
Hello, Whitey. This is Marcus.
Hey
Marcus.
Yo, you black motherfucker. I don't know. That was me having race relations.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Well, go ahead. Do you, but, as a black man in America who also sucks dick,
yes.
you tell me what your side of the story. You tell me if I'm wrong with anything I've said so far.
you know, it's a cold day in hell when I really have to sit and agree with this fucking ass. Like,
exactly.
You know what? I can.
Not
I
me.
Can
he's talking about the
that.
President. By the way, if anyone says
you,
I mean Donald Trump.
Donald
I mean,
Trump. I'm not an asswipe.
See,
I'm a dickhead. Not
see,
an asswipe.
You have to name names, otherwise
no,
we start
you.
Drawing
no, I wasn't
conclusions.
Talking about you, Ed. I was talking about Donald.
Well, listen, we you listen, you black motherfucker. You get your black fucking facts right, black fucker. Yeah, that's right. Bleep me. There you fucking go.
You're so politically correct.
Yeah, you. All right, Blackie, you're up, colored boy. Let's go.
All
right. Wow.
It's because it's my boy.
But,
isn't
but,
it?
Yeah. You,
the FCC's
right. Like,
head
you had
up.
This. You had this situation in which you had, which two factions came to chance together in an attempt to fuck with one another. Like, I don't, like, of course, I am not advocating for a fucking Nazi white nationalist march. Of course not. But, I mean, whatever. Yeah, they had the right to march, but, and then you had this, and then you had the anti-racist, you had their right to march. Punches should have not been thrown. A woman should have not been killed.
Correct.
But
correct,
these two
absolutely.
Factions came together to fuck with one another.
Yep. And that's exactly what it was. It was two groups fucking with each other.
Yeah. And basically,
yeah.
what
yeah.
was...
Simple.
But how come everyone else can say that, but when Dickhead says it, it's, oh, his fucking motherfucker's lost his mind. Oh, his president. It's because nobody likes him. I get it. We don't like Trump. But when he's right, he's right.
Depends on what news channel you watch.
Yeah.
You watch this one, he didn't mention groups by name. He didn't do this. He didn't do that.
But he's right.
But
by the way,
when he comes out.
It's not about, like, it's not about acknowledging the fact that what that one guy did in the car was an act of domestic terrorism. That's what my problem is. Trump does not want to anger his base, and he fucking knows that.
Right.
He knows that this base, the people that were marching with the fucking tiki torches, I think some of those fuckers came into my Home Depot, by the way, and they took all our goddamn torches, so fuck them. Anyway, but,
did you get a good tip?
Yeah,
You saw, Marcus, you saw my point that white guys now cannot go into a Home Depot and buy tiki torches.
Exactly.
We will get the look.
I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that guy.
I'm going to have to pay a black guy to go in and buy tiki torches for me now.
Yeah. But my problem with Trump is that he doesn't want to call them out on their shit because he knows that this is the base that voted him in the White House. That's what pisses me off.
Okay, but wait. I agree with that. And look, I'm not saying the fucking guy's perfect. He's not. I don't like Trump. Joe does. Remember that. So fuck Joe. But the fact of the matter is, I will say that when he's right, he's right. And not to say this in a racial way, but call a spade a spade. Holy fuck. I'm going to get thrown out. The fact of the matter is, if he's right, he's fucking right. That's the thing. If he's right, he's right. As a black man living in America, Marcus is agreeing with the white guy over here ranting and raving. By the way, we're not taking any breaks today.
At this point,
we've come to the conclusion. Me and Billy were like, "No, we're staying on this.
No
we're going.
Breaks.
No breaks today.
We
if you
got
a pee, Joe, you get up and pee."
Okay.
But right now, we're saving America. Okay. Right now, we have a black
saving
guy on the
America.
Phone. The white guys are helping the black guys out. The black guys are helping out the white guys. We are saving America from this racial bullshit that everyone wants to spew and say that is out there. And
we save America from wanting to fucking nuke North Korea? Because like I said, Joe, if this motherfucker ends up killing us and I haven't accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, I swear to God,
you know,
I will
Marcus,
fucking haunt you.
You know I love you, Marcus, but I'm going to tell you something.
Goddamn grave, goddammit.
I got to tell you, Marcus, I love you, but you're a stupid motherfucker.
Leave me alone! stupid.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why.
Wait, hold on. Is poking a bear that he shouldn't be poking.
Hold on. Let him tell you why you're stupid.
You guys don't like Trump the man, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't personally
like. What do you
mean
by you guys, racist?
You guys. I don't personally like Trump the man. Is he arrogant? Yes.
Yes.
Is he politically incorrect? Absolutely. Yes.
Does he have a small dick?
Yes. But let's call it what it is. He's doing a good job for this country. This man is in over six fucking months.
Hold on. We're not turning this into a We Love Trump rally.
No, I just want to say some facts.
We're discussing the Charlottesville fucking incident. Well, and that's what. So don't go on a tangent.
Well, he's saying he's a bad president.
No, he may be a bad man, but he's not a bad president.
We might as well call him the mad president. He might as well be called the mad president. He might as well be a fucking Targaryen.
Well, tell me why he's doing a bad job in America.
This guy is fucking with too many people.
You can't tell me that.
In the middle of the night.
He's telling you, you shut up.
Instead of trying to get shit done. That's my problem.
Are you a fucking moron or what? Do you not understand that the economy is 100% better than it was 6 months ago? Do you not understand that there are jobs coming back to this country? Do you not understand that your people are going back to work? Give me a goddamn break. You guys don't like Trump the man. I understand that. But you cannot say he's not doing a good job for this country.
We get it.
You moron, you.
All right. Hold the fuck on. The two of you disagree. Are you going to beat the shit out of each other?
Oh, of course not. I love Mark.
Okay. They're not in the same park.
I fucking love Joe. No.
The two of them, if they go into the same park, are going to fuck each other up. but here's the point. The two of you fucking legitimately have a beef, right? You are pro.
Yeah.
You're a con. And I don't mean a con because you're black. I mean, you're con because you don't like Trump. Now, if the same situation could be said about what happened in Charlottesville.
Absolutely.
Where you had two opposing arguments, two people in the same area, boom, 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 shit happens.
But one thing me and Marcus can agree upon, there should not be violence. Nobody likes violence.
Wait.
There shouldn't.
Joe,
there shouldn't.
Absolutely.
The only thing that the two of you can agree on is that cock tastes good.
But this motherfucker is trying to incite violence. That's
No. You cannot blame the violence on Trump. So you cannot blame the violence on Trump.
Yes, you can. Watch.
I blame the violence on Trump. Hey, let's get real here.
There you go.
They want to tear down a statue. These guys are fighting down the Civil War. Wait. 150 years after the Civil War has been over, they're still fighting the war.
Wait, we're gonna get to the real. Wait, hold on. We're gonna get to the fucking monuments right now. Right now, while Marcus, stay on the line because you're black and I love you. The fact of the matter is, the same groups, now mind you, the same fucking groups that we're talking about right now, all right?
Well, wasn't this the initial march supposed to be to
for Robert, to, because they were protesting the fact that Robert E. Lee's monument was taken down or was going to be taken down. And that was the whole point of, yes, it was also to spew their fucking rhetoric and ignorance,
right.
But the fact of the matter is that was the basis of what they signed the paper for and got the legal fucking stature to be in that park. And the ACLU was like, oh, you got to fucking let them because they have freedoms.
They fought for the right to put them there.
Well, this is America,
now,
man.
Exactly. Now, where we're at now, okay, I believe it being the next day. Now, I could be wrong on that. Someone give me a fucking calendar and you figure it out when it was. But I believe it was the next day that a group of fucking assholes in Durham, North Carolina.
I believe that was Monday.
That was Monday. I have the footage right here. We're in Durham, North Carolina. They fucking ripped down themselves a statue, monument that they deemed was not, that they were offended by.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm going to bring up a very good point after I play this audio.
KKK, no fascists, USA. No cops.
And then they come over to the monument. They start kicking it, which makes me laugh because they definitely were in pain the next day.
That one chick jumping up and down,
who's
kicking it.
You're kicking it.
You know she got nothing out of that but bruised shins.
She's got bruised shins and broken toes. Oh, it's
but
hysterical.
She was really going
right
out.
Right here, there she is. Hold on. Hubbard.
She was really getting into it.
Because she doesn't recall that the fact of the matter is that it's a bronze statue.
I just want to know what that statue has done to her.
Okay, but here's the problem, and I think Marcus can agree with this while Marcus is on the phone as well. Bisexual Marcus on the phone, by the way. He called 718-577-1389, and so can you. For right this very second, we're going commercial-free because we're just on a great topic, and I don't want to go to spots right now. The fact of the matter is, though, this sets a fucking alarming precedent, and I'll explain to you why. This is why I get more annoyed and disgusted with the people of America and the people that fight these fucking fights who don't look at the big picture.
I have a Emily Latella moment for this.
All right. We'll get to that in a second.
Never mind.
Never mind. We'll get to that in a second. But when they fucking argue that there is, this is right, that it's the basis of right, this is where I get infuriated, because you're not looking at the big picture. You doing this solely for the fact that you were offended by this statue. This monument annoys you. This monument, it brings up a festering disgust of slavery and the Civil War, like Joe said, and how blacks were persecuted and all this stuff. That's fine and dandy. You can have your own personal beliefs and your own hatred of this exact monument. The moment you took it upon yourselves to wrap a fucking cord around it, yank it down, you stopped becoming fucking protesters, you started becoming vandals. You started becoming people who are rioters. That's what you did. Now the alarming precedence that this sets, because it fucking enrages me that you don't see the big picture, people. You don't. And that's what pisses me off, is the fact that now you have given the keys to the kingdom. You have told the white supremacists that it's okay for them to go down and march down to the fucking Martin Luther King Memorial. Put a rope around his fucking neck and rip down that giant stone structure and break it into a million pieces. Because you told him by fucking doing the act that you did in fucking Durham in North Carolina that it's okay. If you don't like something, just tear it the fuck down. But because you're offended. That's what you did.
Anything about history.
You haven't. You're repeating the same bullshit that fucking ISIS does when they go into a fucking Catholic area and they kick down the statues of fucking Mother Teresa or fucking Mary or Jesus or whatever the fuck they find in a Catholic place.
Or Uncle Eddie.
You know what I mean? Or a goddamn statue of me. Some people say I look like Buddha. Mm-hmm. And they knock it the fuck down because they don't like it. Because their religious beliefs doesn't fucking mesh with the other one.
Thing. They're going to go and do things like this, tear down statues. There are legal ways to get these things removed.
Except, why?
But nobody wants to be, but I can understand. Right. But at the same token, I can understand why people would take it upon themselves to do so.
Dude, I get I get the anger.
These statues have also been here for years and years and years.
Wait, now, hold on, Marcus. Hold on.
Now suddenly people look at it and go, I'm offended by that. Nobody looks at it and goes, wow, we've overcome that shit. We've passed that.
Yeah.
We've done more, you know, than these people.
Marcus is a black male who is not only fucking regular, he's bisexual on top of everything else.
And
you don't think that he has overcome?
Yeah.
You don't think he's overcome? He's on a fucking radio program yelling at a white man over here in the back about Trump. You're fighting. Think about the freedom that you have. You just fought with a guy about the president of the United States. You do that. Go do that in fucking North Korea. Get on that, you know.
I would be fucking shot on sight.
You wouldn't even get the word out. You'd be like Kim Jong Un.
I guess you with an egg roll or something.
Yeah, get it, Billy.
Now, I thought you got a good point. I guess I have overcome
a lot of, but as I was saying, we're not living in these. Billy's right. We have overcome.
There are things. There are reminders of shit. Like nobody's going to fucking Germany and tearing up Auschwitz and fucking because it offends them.
Yeah.
It's there. It's a fucking.
It's
memorial.
A monument. It's a testament to what we fucking have moved past.
Right. Yeah. I forgot somebody.
You don't forget and turn around and go back to doing that shit. Like these white supremacists. Like, we whitewash everything now. We take down all the statues, any fucking references.
It's Orwellian.
Sure.
If you want to be fucking honest, that's what it is.
Do all of this shit. And then like in
50, 60 years because nobody fucking sees it or remembers it. Now these white supremacists come along and start their shit again, and all of a sudden everybody's going,
absolutely,
hey, yeah, you know, because
I mean,
they don't
still, I can
know what the hell
still I can understand
prior.
Why they will want to take this down. I understand why
dude,
they want to do
hold
it
on, wait,
because they because like it's a point where like I understand that there are like legal ways to do it, but do you really think like in today's society, do you think going the legal way would really, like, do anything?
Yeah, but it's not the point of going. You have to go the legal route. Look, I don't like I don't like certain people. Am I allowed to go kill them? Am I allowed? Wait, hold on. Am I allowed to go kill them? Am I allowed to go, I don't like that fucking guy. He said something about my fucking shoes.
See, also,
am I allowed to go over there and go kill him? No, I have to go the legal route. They are
no, but that, we do it.
But that's what separates us from the assholes and the humans.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. We're destroying the fine line between the two. When they did
that's
what they did, you fucking destroyed. You obliterated the line between that. You were just protesters pointing at the fucking statue and saying, I don't like it. It's offensive. Fuck this guy. When you went up and had a fat girl on a ladder, which I thought was hysterical funny, when you watch the beginning of the footage and watch that fat girl weeble wobble her ass up to the top of the damn statue, tie the noose around it, and then pull that fucker off, I laughed my ass off. But the fact that, when I watched it fucking happen after the fact and the fucking thing crumpled, my heart crumpled too, because I was like, you're not looking at the big picture, people.
Now,
you're making yourselves feel better. Yes,
today in Brooklyn, a tree that Robert E.
A tree grows in Brooklyn.
Yes,
I don't know if you know that.
But he planted this tree, right? They had a little plaque there and
tear
everything.
Tear it down.
Now, they tore down. They took the
plaque
off.
No, tear the tree down. Tear the tree down.
No, the tree's fuck fine. It. But see, he did this before he was a fucking general of the South.
Doesn't matter.
People,
that tree constitutes racism.
Seems to know that. Before he was in the South, which is where he was from, which is probably why he was in, you know, became fucking a member of that. He's racist.
But what about what's next? That's the other thing. What's next?
Well,
where does it stop?
It started.
And
with
are
the
you
flag.
The judge?
Now you're gonna have the monuments, and it's just gonna go down the line.
But the point is.
The fucking door's been opened and fucking everything's rushing through.
The other point that I have to say that Trump was right about, and it just, I'm telling you, it was just this little couple of conversations. The rest of it, I don't think he's right about a lot of shit. But these two points, he's right about. What's next? Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Are we going to go rip down his shit? Washington Monument. Washington had fucking a shit ton of slaves.
I seen something today that had Martin Luther King.
Yeah,
he was not very fond of people that were gay.
Yeah.
So, is the LBG, are they going to go and
rip down his stuff? Well, no. if they do, it's going to be a way festive fucking thing.
Right. Yeah, he didn't like
it's
going
to be glitter and fairies and fucking fireworks and shit.
This is how Civil Wars began.
It's true.
This is how Civil Wars began.
Because what's going to happen, the more we destroy...
It'd be less offensive, though, if they you know what would have been a fucking great thing? Because it just is... Literally, because you just said the gays, just popped into my fucking head.
It did.
If you're fucking offended by racial shit, an interracial couple should have fucked right under the Robert E. Lee fucking
thing.
That's what you should have done.
But
you want to stage a real protest, have them fuck.
There you go.
Fuck right on the monument.
Off of that, there's the racial loving.
The Martin Luther King, a gay guy, blow another gay guy right there.
I'll never get to it.
A couple of lesbians, it'd be cool, man.
But the more people go out and do these things, like destroy property and shit, more of your rights are going to be taken away. You won't be allowed to gather and congregate.
Yeah.
It's a way for the government to fucking come in and take away more of your rights. Too.
Yeah, you're right because they.
But no. I want
a heavier police presence, so they won't let these guys protest at all.
Roseanne in the Facebook Live points out she wants to put the statues in museums as a part of history.
Yeah.
Don't keep them as memorials in public places. They were there. They were legally ordered to be removed. But here's the problem. That's the next step of where we're talking about when I say big picture, because this happened today, while we were discussing this, that I believe it was Baltimore, if I'm correct.
Right.
Baltimore voted to take down the statues, But they did it out of fear. They didn't do it out of, like Billy was pointing out, they didn't do it a month ago.
They don't want any trouble.
They didn't do it 2 months ago. They didn't do it a year ago.
No.
They weren't. There wasn't anything on the books about a meeting. Let's take these fucking statues down. You did it out of fear, which thus makes you not fucking brave. It doesn't make you fucking conscientious. It makes you part of the problem.
Well, of course. Right. At one time, they voted to put it up.
Yeah.
You know, so, views change in people's lives.
All right. Yeah. We got 3 minutes before the break.
We
got to
actually take a break.
I want a break
now. Now on to the Emily Littella moment.
Oh, man.
On to the Emily Littella moment.
All right. Hold on. Billy right, has the
now,
floor, people.
This all, like, Charlottesville started because of a statue.
Yes.
You know who really cares about statues? Fucking pigeons.
No. Pigeons.
Pigeons are the only ones that fucking care about statues.
They do.
They need a place to land.
And poop.
And poop.
And then now you're going to get rid of all these statues, the people that would go around and clean them.
Yeah.
Now they don't
Which
have
kinda
a job.
Which kind of pisses me off. I kind of agree. Like, why do statues become a fucking focal point? Like, we don't give a fuck about statues.
So many people have walked past them for fucking years and didn't even probably have no idea who the fuck was on the statue.
Yeah.
Like, on Staten Island, there's little
parks here. We only give a damn about one. We only give a damn about one statue. Just one.
Dude,
and
wait, there
sometimes they don't even know that one's there.
There are people in this country, I bet you money, that looked at that fucking statue, read to the fact that it said Robert E. Lee, and said, I didn't know Bruce had a brother.
Yeah.
There's probably some. I mean, there are...
Yeah.
Here, we're not the smartest bunch of people.
They're a bunch of fucking...
They're
retards.
I watched a thing online. I don't know how fucking true or maybe possibly
scripted.
Well,
if it's on the internet, it has to be true.
But like,
that's what I've learned.
When North Korea, the whole thing came out, and they're like asking people, where is North Korea? One lady points to fucking Canada. She goes, I think it's up here.
First off, her name was Sarah Palin. She's not some lady. That's number one.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
you get her fucking name right,
but
it's
But I guarantee you, if you ask her today, like, should fucking
dude, Trish on this show thought that fucking Pearl Harbor was in Florida.
Right, that's because I told that it was Fort Lauderdale, so it must be close.
Sure. But that's my point. There are morons everywhere, and the morons of the world seem to be the people that are running the shit.
Right.
That's the problem. It's too many cock-juggling thunder cunts who are coming out and telling us all the shit that they're the ones telling us everything. These motherfuckers don't know their ass from their elbow. That's the fucking problem. Did you see the group?
Sarah's got a great idea.
What did Sarah say? What did Sarah the Lesbian say? The Billy Monument for every guy whose girlfriend is mad at him.
There you go.
Wow.
Very good, Sarah.
Fit right on the front lawn with the rest of my stuff.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Then some cranky fucking perioded up fucking women's group is going to come by and pull that fucker down.
I agree. Oh, my God.
How about just a monument of a blood-soaked tampon that just fucking flow every month? It spouts like a fountain.
There you go.
And you just go.
Oh,
it's
a
reminder.
As a constant reminder to not fuck with your women.
Never.
That's
Never.
What
nah,
it is.
What's that group? The protest, the women's group that always flash their titties. What's that group? They'll get pissed off.
Strippers.
No.
Oh.
No, it's like this group of when Trump was running, and then you had a bunch of chicks with their shirts off and bras off.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name.
Oh, the hookers for Hillary. That was
That's Dennis's
that
thing.
Dennis's thing. Yeah.
All right, Marcus, I have to fucking hang up on you.
Yeah.
Billy's saying we have too many blacks on the phone.
Okay. All right, it's okay. All right. Take it easy. Fuck you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to make sure that he said fuck you, Joe, on the way out the door.
I love you anyway, you fucking prick.
I love you, you fucking prick, you.
He's a good guy, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. He's a great man.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it's what we need in this world. We need more great men.
Absolutely.
And women and children and fucking monuments. About me. Yeah. Let's make a statue for me. I don't think you could stack shit that high, but what the fuck? 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. When we come back on the Unfiltered Radio Network, host of Unfiltered, her own little podcast there. Holly Randall, who's got some titties that Joe might get to see. We'll be on the program as well. It's a Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
Anything's possible with Commander Cuckoo Bananas in charge.
This is Ham Radio, and my God, it's so gay!
If you mean the old English definition of fun, enjoyable, and carefree, then yes, it's extremely gay.
I think they meant the other definition.
You're listening to Ham Radio. We're more than just TNA.
Are you very sure you're not homosexual?
Take a moment. Digest all that bull. We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
Metallica, Billy.
Who?
Metallica.
No, I don't like them. Burn their albums. Oh, wait, they tried that.
You should. No, they tried burning him.
No, he tried it. He's the pyro crew. Hey, step back for a second.
Why? Ow, my hair! Come
okay,
on.
Okay, let's riot in Montreal.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, isn't Danny in Canada?
Yeah.
Well, big ups to Danny being in Canada. By the way, it's the Ham Radio Show.
That's it.
The uncrowned kings of reality radio. We took an hour-free, commercial-free break. We just did that.
With all
hour?
The hits.
You got 1 hour. All the hits were played. from wow, that guy's black to holy shit, there's a monument falling on my ass was totally played for you.
I know.
Come on. No matter how far.
All right. What are we up to now?
Right now I'm singing.
Yeah, but that's always a horrible thing. That's usually like means bad.
But Holly Randall is next. Let's get Holly on the phone. Come on, people.
This is a depressing.
That's the remix.
Oh my god.
Let's get Holly on the phone here from the Unfiltered Podcast.
Yes, it is.
Holly Randall. Beautiful Holly Randall.
She's a gorgeous girl.
She is.
And she can take a mean picture.
Yes. Sometimes without her clothes.
Yeah. Somebody. I'll even take what's partially dressed. I don't like.
By the way, 718-577-1389. And also, by the way.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for the beautiful Holly Randall, who has a podcast called Unfiltered.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to look for her. I don't know where she could possibly.
Okay.
She's probably out there being like incredibly successful with her new amazing podcast.
Okay, we'll wait.
How are you?
How are you? Round of applause.
Welcome
Holly
to Ham Radio.
On the show. I think that's her. Okay. I think she duped us.
She even sounds beautiful.
She is fucking. That's the problem. Yeah, that was a boner.
That was my penis.
That was my penis.
That's what it was.
No, yeah. Holly Randall, by the way, who's been on this program before.
Yeah.
I believe the last time you were on this show, you were just a hot chick.
Yeah.
You were still photography.
I never got those nude pictures.
Still
Holly.
Photography?
Still photography. I'm,
yeah.
I mean, I was always a photographer, yes. But I was even hotter back then because I was probably significantly younger.
You're still hot.
Because that would have been a few years ago at least, right?
Yeah. Nah, I
think it was last year.
No, I don't know.
I was
maybe 2 years.
Here then.
But you sit over there all the fucking time. What the hell's the point?
But I used to be here.
I think. Well, hold on. Let me just take a vote. It doesn't matter. We're still saying we'd fuck you. It's okay.
Well, thank God, my doctors kept me well preserved.
Yes,
there you go.
I very much appreciate it.
Round of applause for her doctors. Making sure the vagina is ready to go. Good job.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, always and foremost.
A little nip, a little tuck, it's everything's fine.
But now, besides being a hot chick who does photography, let me help Billy out with the words, photography.
Photographer.
She's a photographer. This beautiful chick, Holly Randall, is now a podcaster with the Unfiltered Ooh. Podcast, which is funny because you are on, right now, the Unfiltered Radio Network.
That's right.
Which is... really weird that both shows have at least Unfiltered in it now.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like it was meant to be. It was destiny.
It's destiny. Mm. How many times do I want Holly Randall, destiny. Someone as hot as Holly Randall, to say it's destiny?
You? Probably about three strokes.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely think I jerked off to Holly Randall with the picture that I put up on Twitter of Holly Randall. It's a picture. I believe it's a self portrait. Picture. It's like a little golden hue behind it. I don't know if anyone saw it. It's on my Twitter. Check it out.
Oh yes, I know that picture. Yeah, that picture is like 8 years old.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
It's okay. 8 years, 5 minutes before the show started. It doesn't matter when I drew it. Quick question: how do you make the leap? Because what got you into the? Maybe it was because you were on this show. Maybe we stirred the juices up, and you said, I gotta be behind the microphone. I gotta be a broadcaster. What got you to Unfiltered? What? Give me the whole thing. The conception of the show. How did we get where we are now, babe?
Okay. Well, I love to talk. So there was.
So
that.
You're a woman, okay?
And I actually had somebody approach me who was trying to start up a podcasting network, and so they approached me and they said, "Look, you know, we would love to have you start a podcast with us." And you know, then the deal that they approached me with, I didn't really like. They wanted like half of everything, and there was a lot of creative control I had to give up. And it had been an idea I'd been toying with for a while. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's like, I mean, it was like everyone's got a podcast and, you know, it's like everyone's written a book. But you know, I was looking to do other things because, I mean, you know, the business of content production, which is pretty much what I do,
yeah.
you know, is kind of like a dying business. You know, if you talk to anybody who works in porn these days, and they talk about, you know, how all this porn is free out there and how it's become more and more of a struggle
yeah.
for directors and photographers to make a living, you know, that's obviously, that is true. And if anybody watched my Netflix documentary, Hot Girls Wanted, I talk a lot about that. In fact, that seems to be all I fucking talk about. So I've been looking to do other things, you know, and I was just starting to get a little bit bored. So these people approached me. They offered me a deal I wasn't crazy about. And then I just thought to myself, I go, why don't I just start my own podcast and I can produce it myself and, you know, I'll pay out of pocket, but I'll own all the content myself and I'll just see how it goes. I'll record maybe 6 episodes and, you know, I'll just see how it goes. And if nobody likes it, nobody listens to it, then whatever, you know, I'll move on and try something else. Cause I'm always about like trying new and different things and I'm always hustling for a new angle. And so I did, I recorded actually and ended up recording 7 episodes and almost immediately it did really well. Now my first interview was with my parents. And I knew that was going to be a good one because my parents have an incredibly interesting story. And a lot of people don't make the connection between myself and my mother, Suze Randall, who's very much a pioneer in the adult industry.
Yep.
And since that Netflix documentary came out, there's been like more interest in her and myself and our family dynamic. So I thought it would be, you know, a good idea to interview them. It went incredibly well. And then I interviewed Lisa Ann as my next one, who's a good friend of mine. That went really well. And then just each interview went really well. And I realized that, like, there's a lot of really interesting people in the adult industry. And because I have that insider's view and because I know everyone and I've worked with almost everybody, like, I know who an interesting interview would be, you know, because it's a podcast, it's not just about hot chicks. It's got to be people who are an interesting conversation, who maybe can provide a different viewpoint and who can really give people, you know, that insider's view of the adult industry. Cause there's so many misconceptions about the porn industry and the people in it. So I really wanted to kind of show that different side and just each interview just went so well. And I realized like I was very comfortable talking to these people and interviewing these people. And then as each new episode went up, I got like incredible feedback and just all these people saying, I love this interview. I love this. Like you're a natural on the radio and da, 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 da. And I thought, okay, so I'll keep going. So I'm just going to keep going, I guess, and just see how it goes. And hopefully more and more people will continue to listen. But so far it's gone. It's been amazing.
No, definitely. I've heard a couple of not full episodes, but I've heard a nice, you know, nice audio pieces of the program, and I think that you do a great program. My whole thing is, are you solely going to stay on the structure of the behind the scenes of the porn world kind of thing, or are you going to open up and talk about everything? Because I think that usually the best interviews or the best subject matter is usually what everyone else is talking about or what people are going through in life or what... we've done discussions on taking shits. We've done discussions on underwear. We've done discussions on everything. Yeah.
I talked about a lot of poop in my last interview with Missy Martinez. It hasn't been released yet, mm-hmm. but Jesus, it went down a dark path. No pun intended.
It went on a brown path.
We're talking about so much poop right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. And you know, I've let every conversation kind of take its natural direction. And, you know, I really try to keep the conversation organic. And, you know, we have definitely veered off and talked about other things. Like the podcast that just released today, my latest episode with Charles Dara, we ended up talking about spirituality and jujitsu and like baboons chasing him in South Africa. And I mean, you know what I mean? It went in all these different directions. And I've also, I've interviewed a poet who I'm a big fan of. So he's not even in the adult industry. So I'm trying to just interview different people that I find interesting, but I'm still kind of finding my path. You know, I'm not really entirely sure. Let's face it. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
There you go. But that's usually, but yeah, that's the nucleus of what, if you know what you kind of want to do. And you have, but you know, if you know deep inside that you're kind of just, you don't know what to do. You know what you want to do, but you don't know how to do it per se. But you at least stay at it, nose to the grindstone, and perform the task at hand.
Learn
while
doing.
That's usually when the best stuff happens. That is,
yeah, just sink or swim, right? Yeah,
absolutely. You get thrown. It's like that with John Wayne in that movie when he throws the kid right in the river. When the kid says, "I don't know how to swim."
You do now,
and throws him into the fucking river and goes, "Now fend for yourself." That is exactly what you have to do. I mean, with me, it's a little different. I know when I started, I'm a student of the game. I have studied
right. Left,
right, up, down, doesn't matter what it is, be it Stern. I've sat under the learning tree of Jim Kerr here in New York, a radio legend, Jim Kerr. I worked with him. I worked for him. I did everything. But you have to study. But my show is a little different than your show. You're more of a one-on-one interviewer basis, like not an interviewer where, like, what's your latest project? Not one of those. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? Not one of those fuckers. You're more of the, okay, we're going to sit in a room, whatever happens, happens, which is kind of like this show. But we have some form of a structure. You don't, but you're still learning. Right. It's a baby. How old is Unfiltered? How long has it been going on?
It's only been online a month.
It's an infant. Like, it's a fetus.
Exactly a month today. Today's my fourth release.
Oh, happy,
now my fifth release. But
happy birthday.
Exactly a month.
To Unfiltered.
Where can
with
they
Holly
find
Rander.
That release?
Yeah, plug away. Where can they find Unfiltered? Because I think that you got something here. So tell people where they can listen.
So you can find it on pretty much any podcast platform. Obviously iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud. And just type in Holly Randall Unfiltered. And, you know, we came up with a name because I'm a photographer, and you know photographers use filters, but get it? I don't need to filter my podcast because I'm honest.
I get it. I get it. It's an inside joke.
Sure,
don't do
no
what you
knew.
Yeah, I know. By the way, in our Facebook Live suite right now, Carla Force she's begging to see a picture of you. Carla, Google Holly Randall Unfiltered,
yes.
And I'm quite sure you get to see what Holly looks like. Holly's a piece of ace.
She is.
I'm sure, and there's many pictures of Holly up there,
oh, yeah.
And you can physically see it. Like, our fans are like, they're chomping at a bit, because Carla's like, that she loves, you know, that she loves listening to you right now. She's got to fucking feed, you know, watch and get to Unfiltered and check it out. You need to check it out. You need to see. If you like her just right now, this is a basic one-on-one conversation right now with us. By the way, I'm available if you need me as a guest. shameless plug.
Fantastic.
I need
to learn from the best. So.
Damn right. So you're going to go find someone else first and then get me on. Now, look, I have not been in the porn business, but I've watched a lot of porn. So I probably can help out in that matter.
You're an expert.
Dude, you know what's bad? While I have Holly on the phone and she knows about the porn industry, left, right, and center, she understands it. How bad is it that I've watched so much porn that I recognized a bathroom? That's been in multiple. Oh, my God, is it bad? I'm like, that's the shower.
Yeah, we shoot in a lot of the same locations because there's not that many places in LA that are open, first of all, to letting you shoot people fucking. I mean, I wouldn't let people fuck in my house. I wouldn't let people shoot
porn
in my house.
Well, now with that attitude, Holly, Jesus.
All right.
Get a sheet,
then,
put it on the couch.
One, places that fit into the budgets, smaller and smaller budgets that we all have to deal with, and you know, also too, that like don't earn across the street from a school, or you know, have like nosy neighbors or something like that. So yeah, a lot of us shoot in similar locations, so if you watch enough porn, you're definitely going to recognize houses. And it's funny because obviously I do the same thing. I'll be watching a scene and I'll totally know the location. And I remember actually once I was watching a scene with August Ames, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was covering herself with oil, and it was an oil scene. And I knew the house, and I knew the owners of the house. And all I could think to myself was, oh, they must have been so mad about the cleanup after that scene. I know what they're like. And she probably got oil all over the sandstone, and the owner was super pissed and couldn't get it out. And that's, like, all I could think about was, like, how upset the location owners were about, like, what the cleanup was afterwards. So that kind of killed it for me.
Yeah, well, what happened to me was I'm jerking off, as I do when the porn is on, and I'm watching it, and I'm sitting there, and I'm... I like stepmom stepson porn. I don't know why.
Good for you, because there's a fucking lot of that shit out there.
I know. There's a ton of
anybody wants me to do.
Do you want to do a movie? Come on, let's go do this movie. I'll be the stepson. So now I'm watching the movie, and I'm telling you, I'm jerking off. I went, oh, I've seen this one already. Let me go to another one. So I got dick in hand. Clicking over to the next movie.
Clicking a different mouse.
I get another whole different stepmom, stepson movie. It's in the same bathroom.
That's why totally you gotta watch different foreign ones.
But it totally screws you up, because it makes you, I'm you know what I mean? I'm in full motion. I stopped what I'm doing to go, I know that shower. I've seen it.
Was there a lot of teal in that bathroom? And it was like an open space, and the shower was like, there was a glass on the right of it.
It had a lot of stone. I don't know, teal per se. I don't remember there being teal. I remember there being a lot of cobblestone, a big open shower. And I remember the stepmom was washing the stepson's penis. Don't ask me why. I don't understand how that filters into the storyline, but that's what happened. And she's washing it.
I know exactly what bathroom.
She knows the bathroom
you're talking about. And you know what? You know why? That's the easiest bathroom to shoot in, because it's an open shower. And there's so much room to put your lights in there and your camera behind that shower, and there's no glass that you have to shoot through. There's no small door. It's a big open bathroom, which we almost never get.
But
that's
about
why
the
we all shoot in there. Because
mirrors.
Logistically, it's so much easier to shoot a bathroom scene in that bathroom. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I feel like I'm having a meeting with a big time director. Logistically, we can't shoot.
let me just make porn really unsexy for you.
Please do. I need something to make me stop jerking off so much. So please.
How come the sound is always so bad?
Because most companies can't afford to pay a sound man. Right. And so a lot of people either put.
Excuse me. Sound person.
Sound person, sorry, sound individual.
We don't need the women's groups.
I guess there's no place to hide the lavalier either. Where are you going to hide it?
Yeah, but they always did it with
I got a lavalier on my balls. Yeah. Talk directly into my cock.
They always did it with the giant shotgun thing there.
The boom mic.
Over the shoulders.
Yeah, I hang a shotgun boom mic over the performers, but a lot of people keep the mic on the camera, and sometimes they won't use a shotgun mic, they'll use an ambient mic, so it picks up the sound from all around as opposed from one directional with
the
shotgun directional mic.
So
crew
in the back eating, and all the people that creep, you know, doing shit that
So there's so many factors that go into it.
Do you realize
that basically mostly people can't afford to pay a sound person?
Do you realize that we officially have made porn boring? Do you understand that
I can make porn so boring for you. Just let me have at it. I can totally.
Oh, I've watched.
Like, it's funny because I asked my assistants, the guys who work for me, they don't watch porn anymore. I've completely ruined it for them. We, like, none of us watch porn anymore because we're so jaded.
Yes,
we've seen it all.
You got to jerk off the Cheerios commercials like I do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Get in there.
I had a friend who wanted to get into. He wanted to start working for me, and he said to me, "He goes, you know, I really love porn. He's like, but I heard if I start working in it, I'm not going to love it so much." I go, "Do you like porn? Do you like watching porn?" He's like, "Yeah, I love it." I'm like, Don't work in it.
You'll fuck it.
It'll destroy it for you.
It's just a business.
Never meet your heroes, Holly. Never meet your heroes.
Exactly.
I'm just wondering, why in porn do they always hire the guys with the giant penises? How come no one has an average penis? in porn?
Would you like a really boring logistical answer for you? Because I got one.
Yes, please.
Okay. The reason is
because
that the guy's penis needs to be large enough and specifically long enough so that it can still be inside the vagina and the bodies can be separated enough so that there's enough space between the bodies so that we can light it and also photograph it. If your penis isn't that big, then your bodies are naturally pressed together in order for there to be insertion. So there needs to be space between the bodies and the penis still needs to be inside the vagina in order for it to work photographically. That's really why.
Wow.
Leave it at her. It's going to look
right.
Like
you're ruining porn for me.
Early 70s porn.
Hold on, Billy. You're talking at the same time moron over here is talking. What was your point, Billy?
It'll look like an early 70s porn where a lot of guys were.
I like
average.
That. I like the when, I like when the dick
mashed.
Is all the way in.
Yeah.
And you don't. I don't give
well,
a.
They had
I don't want
stories.
To see Shaft.
Oh, my
goodness. I don't need to see Shaft. Who's looking? Unless you're bisexual, Marcus, or you're, you know, if you're a chick. Mm-hmm. I guess if you're doing it for the chicks that want to see Shaft. Like it, I mean,
yeah, but then you may as well watch softcore porn, right?
Sure,
I mean, if you're
right.
It's not like I haven't jerked off to that too. I've jerked off. I can jerk off to many things.
You are a lucky man.
My penis is like a Swiss Army knife of sex.
Have you ever watched any small penis humiliation videos? That might make you feel better.
No, I just do it myself. I just yell at my dick. I'm like, why aren't you as big as that guy's? Why is Evan Stone huge? What the fuck, guy?
I keep pulling on you. Why don't you grow?
Yeah. It's enough that I beat him until he throws up. Just saying.
But you know what, though? I mean, honestly, like, I know guys have such a complex about penis size and all of that. But I really, like, as a woman, it is so... not important to me.
Oh,
I actually prefer
stoppish.
I prefer a regular sized guy, because if a guy's penis is too big, first of all, it hurts me because I can't take that much, and also too, like, I can't do orally. There's not that much I can do with it. Like, if I can't deep throat you,
well, you're not
then,
trying.
Like, that makes me really sad.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. It's another chick that another girl that I will never fuck. Let's put Holly Randall on the list. Of telling me that she likes average cock, and you never... I believe that porn has fucked up women's heads so much that women believe... I mean, don't get me wrong, men are fucked up too. I'm not saying they're not, because I don't want to get a letter. But women are so fucked up when they watch porn that they believe if the dick is not the size of a forearm with a fist, then automatically...
Are you sure?
Yeah, what?
Are you sure that women believe that and men just don't think women believe that?
I've had many women tell me that while looking
while
at my penis.
Running away laughing?
Yeah, looking at my penis and going, "What?" I swear to God, I'll be honest, because we're unfiltered, Billy. Woohoo! I will fucking be straight up honest. I had an ex-girlfriend that legitimately. When we were fucking, everything was fine. Everything was fine. She liked my dick. She loved my dick. My dick loved her. It was a whole symbiotic relationship when it came to my penis. We break up. Then the first thing out of her mouth, because women always attack, the first thing they go after you is penis size. It's in my brain so much. She has emotionally scarred me for life. That's why Billy and everyone else on the show, Danny, who's not here today because he's in Canada, was big penis. Gets mad when we mention that Danny, who's on the show, one of our co-hosts and slash producer of this very program, has a giant penis. Because he's a skinny fuck. So the skinny fuck has length. I don't think he has girth.
His stomach's not in a way.
Yeah, he has length.
That's what it is.
So now when we bring that up to him, he gets mad. Because I want to fucking slap him every time he gets mad. Someone's telling you have a dick that's huge.
I
Shut up.
Dick, I'd walk
and,
around nude.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't wear pants. Yeah. What the fuck? But the fact is... When the I've lost my train of thought. It derailed.
That it did.
The point that I'm trying to get to.
We're jealous.
Is that if we're jealous, that's number one. But we're also to the point of where you discuss how you start to, because of this, of women saying that to me, Not women, just one, actually. I've got nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, hold on. You're totally generalizing. You had one woman say that to you, and you've let that affect you, because what women will do, and especially this woman,
they will go after
the one thing that they know the men are most sensitive about,
yeah.
and that is their penis.
My small pee-pee.
But that's only because you let her. Look, if you go and
tell a girl that
her pussy sells, that will also mentally scar, and I can guarantee you she will be like, never let anyone go down on her.
Which is worse, pussy smell or gaping pussy, like deep, you don't have a shallow pussy, you have a deep, like Grand Canyon twat.
What is worse?
Well, that's also what I'm saying, like girls who walk around saying like, oh, I'm a size queen, oh, I'm a size queen, I kind of think to myself, I'm like, well, is it because your pussy is fucking huge and stretched out? Is it like throwing a hot dog down a hallway? Like,
there you go.
I'm not a size queen because I don't have a huge stressed out pussy.
So
you know
there you
what I mean? Like, I don't like big dicks because I'm too tight inside. It hurts me.
There you go. Holly Randall, very tight in the pussy, Billy. Billy, come on. Billy, don't
you? You know what? I should have renamed my podcast, Holly Randall.
I bet you money you would get more hits. If you named it Holly Randall Tight Pussy, I swear to God, you know you'd get more hits. Not that you need them, because you got a lot of hits now. You're a very popular podcast, Unfiltered. By the way, because we got to wrap this up, so where can they hear Unfiltered again? Please tell the people.
You can hear Unfiltered on almost any platform that you download your podcast from, obviously on iTunes, on Google Play, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, and eventually we'll be releasing all of the videos of my podcasts on my YouTube page, so you can also check them out there, coming soon.
Beautiful.
There you go.
She is more than just beauty. She is a podcaster. She is, without question, talent. She has it. This is what you need to do. People who are already listening to her on this very program, begging to listen to the Unfiltered podcast. You need to check it out. Her name is Holly Randall. She knows of what she speaks. She's not a size queen because she has a tight box. And an average penis is okay.
Even small.
She wants to date a Chinese person.
Yeah.
Come by. Bring your spring roll. She'll give you lovey-lovey all long time.
Ooh.
That's what she does. Okay. She's Holly Randall. Not only is she my sex kitten now,
but
she is a talented broadcaster. Round of applause, Holly Randall. Thank you for being on the program, baby.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you. What a nice girl. I like her so much.
You know, it was a very interesting interview.
I was
seeing some of the background on how they do this porn and things like that. And you
dude,
know,
it fucked me up. I'm telling you. I watched that shower. I'm like, I know that fucking shower.
Yeah.
And her information about how they do why they use the big slung. It was very, very informative. I really enjoyed her interview. You know, most of them are like the same stuff we talk all the time.
Corey in the Facebook live suite, performance is all porn. Yeah, I mean, sure. Corey, go back. Billy, stop moving it. I'm trying to read it while you're moving it. Now I lost what the fuck he said. I'm little, so it's,
no problem.
It's no problem, Holly. Yeah. Corey, you're not little.
Yeah, you fucker.
You're in shape. You're in the military.
Oh,
you have a military body. Your dick probably does fucking push-ups by itself.
Well, how do you
stop
know?
It. Cause he's in shape. There's no way he's not, doesn't have a virile penis.
Okay.
Now he's also one of the guys, I'm small, ladies. Meanwhile, he unzips and it's like 8 inches. That's small for porn.
They call him meat.
Yeah.
You know.
They call him meat. Get in here, meat.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Christy Love in there. Carla Force in the Facebook Live. Bisexual Marcus. Nick the C-U-N-T in there. Danny was in the Facebook Live suite trying to get through onto the show.
It's
saying,
the cellular service in Canada, in Ontario, that he's having
trouble. Likely story.
Canada.
Niagara Falls.
He should have went to Hamilton.
Why does your internet suck?
Because Rogers owns it. I don't know.
That didn't make sense in the song. We got to take a break. 718-577-1389. When we come back, it's the last half hour of the program. We also have exclusive audio that I'm going to play where Howard Stern, that's right, the king of all media.
The great
Howard Stern while talking to David Letterman today, mentioned this. No, would you stop? Mentioned this very. Would you stop? That's a motherfucking shithorn. Stop, fuck, cocksucker. This very program. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these motherfucking tight pussied.
It's not that tight.
Yeah, it is.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham, ham, ham. Can I get a soo?
Yeah. Dallas Novelty. What? Dallas Novelty? Sex is for everyone. That's right. Sex is for everyone. And right now with our boy, Dallas Novelty, you can get it right here. You can get at it. Kendra Sutherland, Vixen.com, the brand new fleshlight for sale. She's Angel of the Year 2017. You can buy it now. It's available at Dallas Novelty. All you have to do is go to DallasNovelty.com. Right there. Click it on, boom. Click it, done. Fast, easy. The prices are really good. You're going to make out like a bandit. And besides that, because Dallas Novelty, owned by the Crooked Cowboy, our boy Crooked Cowboy, who has a condition in which he is, confined to a wheelchair, it's handicap friendly. So if you know anybody that, hasn't gotten off in a long time and needs a little help in that department, Dallas Novelty is the place to go, because Dallas Novelty, like I said before, they want you to know that sex is for everybody. All right, and that's what you need to know. 2017 AVN Award nominee for best website. Free priority shipping up to $49. Discreet packaging and billing. All payment options. That's what was in the word. Options. Amazon Pay and Apple Pay, of course, are included with that. It is, of course, Dallas Novelty. Check them out while you can. Do what you need to do to get it done. DallasNovelty.com.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. The toxicology report from Tiger Woods' DUI arrest was released, with Palm Beach County sheriffs finding 5 different drugs in his system. Or what Charlie Sheen calls his day off.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
Chum Lee, the girthy village idiot of History Channel's Pawn Stars fame, is threatening to sue a man the reality star claims is holding his new candy store's website domain names hostage. Of course, a man of his size owning a candy store. The website address begins with www. Airing opposite of HBO's Game of Thrones, Kylie Jenner's spin-off reality show is showing signs of trouble with horrible ratings since premiering only 2 weeks ago. While both have wildly complicated storylines, due to Kylie's appetite for dating rappers, at least on Game of Thrones, only winter is coming.
Hi-oh!
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about.
What do they talk about, Cisco?
The finer things.
The finer things in life, Billy.
Check it out.
Come on.
This is the most depressing music I've ever heard.
No one ever nigga can handle it. You're shaking that thing. Who's the ish with a look in your eyes so devilish?
Come on, it's the fun song. It's the fun song.
Just urban, she liked the pop.
She was living a vida loca. She had jumps like Trump. Fires like what?
Baby, more your butt.
But. I'm gonna say it again.
She had jumps like a Trump.
718-577-1389. Let me see the phone. By the way, my friend Corey is having a little party. Yeah, August 25th. I believe that's what it is. It's Corey James's, by the way, 41st birthday bash, Joe.
Yeah.
And I promised Corey I'd do this because I like Corey, even though he says he has a small penis.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
I don't think he does. Remember, people, if you're going to go to Corey's party, you need to fucking buy him small penis stuff now.
Well, he has long fingers, so that's a telltale right
maybe
there.
Maybe. Friday, August 25th at noon, Bookie Sports Bar and Lounge 2020, Standiford Avenue in Modesto, California. All right, you need to check it out. It is the 41st birthday of the one, the only, Corey James, one of our great fans here on the Ham Radio Show, live for your listening pleasure and your ear holes on, of course, the Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. You can also hit us up on, of course, Facebook Live, the Facebook Live suite, operational. Tons of people in there. Carl is in there. Bisexual Marcus. Corey, who we just said is having a birthday. And a ton of other people. Too many to list as we speak. Just mow them down, Billy. Mow them down. Too many people to list in this very program. Now, I did promise you
something.
Exclusive audio.
Ooh.
Of the king of all media, the one and the only, Howard Stern.
And we keep our promises.
Howard Stern was on Sirius XM this morning with the one and the only David Letterman, which is a very weird feeling for me because I did share I was in the same building, Joseph.
Yeah.
My energy, my flow, my chi was in the same building with two men who have shaped me as a broadcaster.
There's something screwy around here.
And it was something screwy around here because my heart and my soul, my entity, my physical being, Joe, shared the same space with Howard Stern, David Letterman, and the one and only Uncle Eddie, the infamous one.
Well, he's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
I'm like a loose cannon, Billy. I'll tell you that right now.
Does David still have the beard?
David still has the beard, yes.
Wow.
Well, he was talking about he was returning to Netflix.
Yeah. Right.
So he was talking, he was there talking about doing the six, I believe it's six episode for a year. That's what and getting paid a gazillion dollars for that from Netflix.
Well, you gotta fund the Redneck Roundabout somehow.
Well, but you know what? He's worth it. That's the thing.
Oh,
he's definitely worth it.
He put in the time, man. He paid his dues.
I paid my dues.
No, he did.
Time after time. But the fact of the matter is, that wasn't the interesting part of it. The Netflix thing. What did David? The beard. What have you been doing since? How's retirement? That's not the interesting part.
Tell him, Uncle. Tell him.
The interesting part is when Howard Stern. Actually, this was Robin Quivers asking a delightful question on the Howard Stern show this morning that I thought maybe you guys might want to listen to, because if you listen carefully, he does seem to mention a certain radio program.
You know what? This came up yesterday, Dave. Do you have hobbies?
Yeah, I have hobbies.
Yeah, he's into ham radio.
I'm not into that.
He
had some sort of setup in his basement.
Who are you talking to?
Did you have short wave or something?
I didn't have short wave.
And you were like amazed how many. I know this is true.
None of this is true.
Is that really? Are you lying now?
No, I'm not lying. You're lying.
We're
going
to hook you up to a lie detector
test
to find out if you're
at
the ham radio. I seem to remember something about that.
And I was looking forward to this.
What is your hobby?
Your hobby is the fact that you listen to the ham radio show. I know it had nothing to do with us, Joe.
How do you know?
But the fact of the matter is, I'm going to just say point blank that David Letterman and Howard Stern said ham radio twice.
Yes.
And David Letterman denounced ham radio once.
Well, yeah.
So that right there made my day. You can't make my day any more than two icons in my life.
I think they really like ham radio.
Saying the ham radio. You said ham radio.
Yeah.
You know how many times we're going to chop that up and use that in things?
Yeah.
Do you fathom, Howard, do you understand that you just simply saying...
Did he say Joe, by the way?
This came up yesterday, Dave. Do you have hobbies?
Yeah, I have hobbies.
Yeah, he's into ham radio.
Boom! Boom, right there.
Oh.
Done. I came a little bit.
He loves ham radio.
I feel like I'm banging Holly Randall in her tight box.
Yeah.
I just came a little bit. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Howard Stern did say the words ham radio on his program today. Not the first time he's ever done that, is it?
Right. That's
by the
true.
Way. He has said ham radio while on Letterman. I can't find it right now, but I remember it was a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Letterman had Howard on, and he did say the words ham radio before then.
Wow, really?
So I'm just saying. But now we have the audio. We have the stuff, so we're here.
Yeah.
We're here. We're queer. We're not going anywhere.
I heard he said he likes Joe.
He never would lie.
Well, I thought somebody told me that.
No, he will never lie about that.
It
never happened.
Joe?
Yeah.
You pissed off the studio audience, Joe.
Okay.
By the way, we're if you guys are missing Danny, Danny in Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Slowly
he's not in
I turned.
The falls. He's not in the
he's
falls.
He's in the falls. He's in a barrel in the falls. We have audio, I believe, of Danny at Niagara Falls.
Oh, really?
He tried to get in. Trying to get here into the program. He can't.
Right.
The internet sucks over there.
Yeah,
but this is actual footage of why Danny has not called the program from Niagara Falls. Is Danny... Danny fell.
Oh, my God. Help! Help!
Oh, my God.
By the way, Superman 2 Niagara Falls scene.
Yeah.
If you're playing at home on YouTube.
He's still falling.
Yeah, it's a big fall.
Could do all of this, but couldn't ride a horse.
a nice name.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
Okay.
There you go.
Again.
No, I'm sorry. Only one ride to a customer.
All right, so that's pretty much of a dick move on Superman's part. If that kid climbs again and jumps off, you're not getting
him? Yeah. Hey.
Is Superman a liar? Or is he going to go, I told him once?
Yeah, that's right.
That's
if
it.
I was Superman.
Now he goes.
And then the kid fucking just plummets to his death.
Yeah.
I'd go and slap the kid's mother and go, well, fuck it, I saved him once. Eh?
Yeah,
it's not my job to raise
Watch
your kid.
Watch your fucking kid, you dumb twat.
And stay off the escalator.
That would be when I did it. How much time we have lived on this fucking...
Oh, we have
you got nothing.
This fucking program here.
It's
over.
Yeah.
All right. Quick question, because another thing I was mad about, besides Charlottesville, Virginia...
That life?
What do you call it? The Taylor Swift verdict came in.
Oh, I didn't hear about
and
that.
She won. She got the fucking million.
She got her dollar.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking. Oh. She got the dollar, the sanctimonious dollar that she.
Oh, I'll touch her ass for a dollar.
Well,
that's not what it was.
That's
Joe.
Not what they were doing.
The guy lost his career and everything because of it.
Well, I have no career, so I don't care.
Yeah, but see, for you, it's fine. Yeah. But she'd probably think it's cute from you.
Yeah, right.
But I
yeah.
still, I look, I still.
The guy was standing there with his girlfriend on one side, and he's on the other side, going to reach and grab
and
her ass.
He gave her a little crucker, right?
Like, he went under the skirt and touched her ass.
He actually went under the skirt.
That's what they say. Now this is why I get angry yet again.
Okay.
Because yet again, it comes down to.
Yeah.
Where is the evidence? The whole trial played out.
Oh, the fingerprints on her ass.
No, that photo. She's not doing anything. She's smiling in that photo.
Right.
She's smiling in the photo. Where is the
evidence? She's a professional.
Apparently, she's used to getting her ass grabbed in photos.
You know what I mean,
guess.
Like, where is the evidence? The guy said point blank in an interview. I'm trying to find the audio right now
that he
passed two polygraph tests.
Right.
Two polygraph tests that said he didn't do it, and the polygraph test came back positive that he didn't do it.
Well,
all
maybe
right?
He doesn't. He really thinks he didn't do it.
Yeah, but that's my point.
Yeah.
All it comes down
it was
to then is
an accident.
But wait a minute, hold on. All it comes down to is he said, she said. Then
yeah.
This guy's career is in the shitter.
Yeah.
Because somebody who has more power than he does, Taylor Swift.
Well.
Said that she didn't. Now, hey,
it's the corporate buckling, you know?
Yeah, but I understand it's the corporate buckling. The corporate system being fucked up is one thing, Joe.
Yeah.
That's on this side of the argument. My argument is the fact that. I'm trying to find that. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Where the guy fucking. The guy. There. Let me just see. Let me see if I can get the full audio. Because the gentleman. The guy, it was on Good Morning America.
Well, that does it.
All right, now, this guy, point blank, the DJ, all right, that was in question, the guy in Denver,
who
lost
DJ,
the thing.
Play my favorite song.
Yes. I Touch Myself would have been better for him.
Really?
But if you listen to the interviewer, if we can get, let me see if I can find this, I'll play the audio now. We'll just go right into Taylor Swift.
Yeah, finding yeah. that former radio DJ David Mueller guilty
David
of
Mueller,
groping
the
star,
way.
Awarding Swift the symbolic $1 judgment that she had filed for. Now he's speaking up. Sandale sat down with him.
David Mueller says he's not done fighting.
All right, this guy right here, name. This is the guy that interviewed
It took
him.
A jury less than 4 hours to declare victory for Taylor Swift. Their verdict? Former Denver radio DJ David Mueller assaulted and battered the superstar in 2013.
This photo obtained by TMZ.
In which she's smiling in.
Right.
Now, if her ass is getting assaulted, she wouldn't be fucking smiling.
Well, it doesn't look like he's grabbing the toucan.
Well, he hasn't. He literally supposedly jumped into the picture.
Right.
You'll hear that right now from Mr. Mueller right now.
She says, shows the moment he grabbed her bare bottom. Swift cried during closing arguments, her attorney asking, is the victimization going to stop here or is it going to go on?
It's a matter of respect and decency.
In a statement, Swift thanked the judge and her legal team for fighting for me and anyone who feels silenced by sexual assault.
Probably
but in his first TV interview, hey, Mueller insists he is innocent.
Let's talk about this photo. You admit on the stand, looking at that photo, that it was awkward.
I wasn't ready. Uh-huh. I wasn't invited to be in the photo.
That's why she's mad at you.
So it was. I just moved into the shot the best I could.
Swift photo bombing is
to bad. To which I kind of believe him when he's saying it that way. They were like, "Oh, be in the picture, okay?" And he just jumps into a picture.
There's so much distance.
Yeah,
like,
that's what he's not.
Would have been deformed that.
Yeah, if I'm circle. Trying to cop a feel, first of all, I'm going to be right on top of her, and he's not in the picture. This supposed evidence from TMZ where they show this picture does not look at all. Yes, his hand, the placement of his hand is low. But there is no physical fucking proof that he touched her ass. That's the thing.
Did he
apologize
to her or anything like that?
Supposedly he did.
It's an accident, if anything. It's just an accident.
Well, no. She supposedly didn't say shit. Here's where I have the problem.
Yeah.
She doesn't say shit. She waits till the fucking photo op whole thing is done.
Yeah.
Then goes to somebody at the record label, the radio station, sorry. Goes to them and then says something. That's how he loses his job.
Wasn't a mother involved?
No, her mother cried on stand or something.
Oh, okay.
Because she said, Taylor said that she was assaulted, so the mother, of course, cried. If your daughter was assaulted, I'm not belittling, by the way, assault victims.
Correct.
No.
Let somebody fucking, because somebody uses this audio, and then you got to hear, Eddie Van Assault, he said the assault victim should just shut the fuck up.
Maybe cards and letters.
Yeah, that's not what I'm fucking saying. What I'm saying is, where's the evidence that this guy actually assaulted Taylor Swift? Where is it?
First, she thought the alleged grope was a mistake, but when she lurched away from him, he didn't let go, adding, he did not touch my rib, he did not touch my arm, he did not touch my hand, he grabbed my bear.
Are you asking
ass.
People to Wait consider a second. The possibility?
Yeah, they can't say ass on TV now.
So he grabbed tenaciously to her buttocks.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If somebody grabs your ass, you don't
You're
think...
You're going to jump
she's
a little.
Not, yeah, and not only that, she's not going to say anything, she's just going to stand there.
Really?
She's Taylor fucking Swift.
What's
she
doing with a bear ass anyway? She wear underwear?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Well, maybe she's wearing a thong or something. Who knows?
Believe that. One of America's biggest superstars.
Right here. This is the part I wanted to play. Hold on. I'm talking over it and I missed it. Here is the part where I get just fucking angry. Where I get fucking angry. Because here is the part where she's not a human being anymore, claiming another human being touched her. This is the part where you label her as something else, and thus she becomes a myth. Something that should not be allowed to be questioned if this happened or not. Watch this fucking asshole reporter.
People to consider the possibility that one of America's biggest superstars is lying or...
Okay. America's biggest superstar can't fucking lie?
Well,
is that a possibility? Maybe she was wrong?
Didn't many people think that Bill Cosby lied?
But that's what I'm saying. Bill Cosby said he didn't
do it,
but automatically you said that he did it.
Right.
America's the court of public opinion ruled that Bill Cosby did it.
OJ said he didn't do it, too.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So right now you're telling me because she's a big-name celebrity, there's no fucking way.
No, they don't
that
lie.
This could be a misunderstanding.
They're like presidents. They don't lie.
Yeah, not at all. It that part pisses me off because then this guy goes to defend himself, and it's pretty much he still played with this music, this fucking the way they set it up. It looks like this guy, like he raped Taylor Swift.
Right? Really?
Yeah. That's what the way you make it out to be that.
At least mistaken?
What I'm saying is that I didn't do what they say I did. I didn't do it. I never grabbed her. I never had my hand under her skirt. And I can pass a polygraph.
At the end of the meet and greet, Swift reported the incident and Mueller's radio station fired him. 2 years later, he sued Swift for around $3 million. That suit was dismissed last week.
One of the theories is that you waited 2 years.
No, he lost a shitload of money, though. He lost. Yeah. His name is now marred. This motherfucker is never going
to
work anywhere.
Right.
He's never going
to
work in any form of media. Now, think about it. If she came in and said,
Guam somewhere.
If she came in, now they're going to nuke Guam. If she came in and said, like, Billy fucking Billy stuck his finger in my asshole. Billy would never be able to work anywhere, let alone radio. Anyway, he wouldn't be allowed to sell fucking used cars. Nothing.
Right.
Because Taylor Swift, America's favorite sweetheart, as the guy put it.
But isn't she
said
the
something.
One, like, I really don't know her songs or anything, but doesn't she, like, get into relationships, then get out of them, write an album that bashes the shit out of the person?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what she does.
That's her, that's her MO, yes.
Has a history of breaking down people.
Yeah.
So, no, she wouldn't lie.
No, she wouldn't lie.
She's going to write a song about finger up my ass.
I knew you were trouble when you fingered my ass.
You wanted a quick payout. I asked for something in writing which stated that there was a misunderstanding. And I can take that and possibly convince someone at a radio station to hire me.
You didn't want money, you just wanted this note?
Absolutely.
Swift was awarded a symbolic $1 in damages, now promising to make donations to help victims of sexual assault.
That's fine.
And this morning, Swift is getting lots of support from other celebrities, including singer Nelly Furtado and Kesha, who tweeted, "I support you always, and especially right now, and admire your strength and fearlessness. Truth is always the answer."
Please, Kesha. First off, Kesha, you were actually, I believe your story that you were sexually assaulted by that, whatever, the guy, the record label guy.
Okay.
Whatever. I believe your story. I don't believe Taylor Swift's story. I'm sorry. There is no evidence to support, and like I said before, I look at everything like a fucking lawyer.
Sure.
I look at it as a lawyer. I like to see the facts of the fucking case. Tell me the same way I went with Charlottesville here and had to agree with fucking the Orange Overlord.
Yeah, which you hated to do.
I hated it. It wrenched my guts, but I had to admit that the fucking guy was right because of the facts of the case clearly point out that something transpired that is not accurate to what everyone else said. This case, however, Taylor Swift, and I could be, look, I'm exactly like Nancy Grace. I'm fat, I have fucking saggy tits.
Yeah, but she
and
has
I'm
a
fucking
kid.
Doing this. I will look at it as Nancy Grace would. All right? I'm going to look at it as Nancy Grace would, and she, so, I'm going
to
look at it.
You're going to tell me something that's not true and then drill it into my head till
yes,
I believe it?
Yes, you okay. are correct, sir. Hi-oh.
That's how I feel when I listen to
but
her.
But I'm going to look at it as a lawyer. As a lawyer, looking at the fucking facts of the case, show me where exactly he touched her ass. You have nothing except for the words of Taylor Swift. That's all you have. You have Taylor Swift, America's favorite celebrity, according to that fucking interviewer, who in no way, shape, or form could have maybe gotten it wrong. Because right out of the box, you waited till the fucking whole photo thing was done, then went to the and got him fired.
See, now, if MTV was still around,
you
know, as an actual music television station, we would have known all about this and had the true facts a long time ago. And they surely would have had some sort of hidden photograph, you know, and video footage of all of this.
Yeah. It's just beyond words fucked up.
And
I feel for this guy because I don't want anyone who's a jock in the radio business not to be able to work. And that, my friends, is a huge problem where this could just, to me, this feels like it's a case of someone with more power than somebody else said, fire this motherfucker or you'll never get my music on your station.
Right.
I will never show up.
I'll never on do
your
any promos
I won't do your concerts.
You.
I won't do, you know that was the next step. If they refused to fire this guy, Mr. Mueller, if they did not fire him.
Mueller.
If they did not fire Mueller, honestly, the corporate structure of corporate radio would have went, oh, fuck, what did we do? So they sacrificed one to spare the millions of, you know, that was going to come in.
They'll get more.
That's what they did. And if you don't understand that, then you don't understand how a business works, where they fucking just take their machete and slice the head off the guy and let him just bleed like a stuck pig in the streets just to prove the point. Nothing else. Yeah. Just to prove the right, wrong, or indifferent. Did he maybe graze her ass? Because I seriously doubt from what they make it. They made it sound like he was a suction cup on her bare ass.
Yeah, that's how really she,
and just palmed her fucking ass, thumb in the fucking butthole, like grabbing of her ass. What they made it sound like.
Sure,
and you're telling me you waited till the photo, you didn't even go, whoa. Or even leaned over and said, dude, you're grabbing my ass, move your hand. Uh-oh. Anything. No, you waited until, yeah, of course, you're attacking the victim. No, I'm not. I'm attacking celebrity, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All right, learn what this show is capable of.
Yeah.
We attack celebrities. We don't fucking attack the victim.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to get the fuck out of here. Remember, free speech is never silent.
What?
Now more so than ever. It's never silent. Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember also, if you're going to fuck that chicken, don't grab its ass in a photo op before you do it. All right, that sounds like a bomb's about to go off.
Yeah, really?
Remember also, I say one thing to everybody. No matter what your race, creed, color, or whatever is, I say AMF, my friends, and that means adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.